Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord, the nice tonight, that we just thank God once again for the ability to be able to come on together and have the word to go forward. What God is doing for us and to us, He's bringing us to a place called there. There He will be with us. There He will make us know full well what His will is. And the more we come to Him, the more we can understand He's God all by Himself. So tonight, by the grace of God and the peace of God and the understanding of God, this is KASK Radio Station hosting Dr. McClendon, and she shall speak to us momentarily in just a few seconds. Praise the living God. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God, everybody. I just want to say I thank God, give God all the glory first and foremost. We just give Him the praise, honor His name tonight. Let the Holy Spirit have His way in our hearts. And everyone that's on the radio with us is invited. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's get started. Tonight we want to talk about God's name is above every name. Amen. His name is above every name. And we're going to come out of Philippians chapter 2, verse 1, and then we're going to skip over and go to verse 9 through 11. If that's all right with everybody, okay? Okay, Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if there be any consolation in Christ, I'm sorry about that, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy. Fulfill me my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Verse 9, we're going to go to verse 9. It said, wherefore God also had highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I thank God for Jesus for taking me to these verses, because as I was speaking to someone the other day, the Lord began to speak to me by the Holy Spirit. And He said, one lady was talking about the coronavirus, and He said, my name is above every name, including the coronavirus. He said, as many times as they speak the name coronavirus, speak my name over it and cover it by the blood of the Lamb. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So I began to share it with others, because God's name is so above every name. It doesn't matter what they are saying in the news media, friends. Well, of course, we want to be aware and awake. But His name, we're going to place His name above the coronavirus in the name of Jesus. We're going to place His name there. Every time we hear it, we're going to place it. Even when we think about it, we should always pray and keep our minds on the Lord Jesus Christ, because His name is above the coronavirus. Amen. And let's go over to John 14, verse 1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 27. I'm kind of going through scriptures so we can get an idea and so we can hear what God is saying and not just what the media is saying, because the media are going to come out and then some going to make it worse than what it is. And some you're not going to know the whole truth. But when we got the Holy Spirit leading and guiding God's people, we gonna know what he's talking about and what he's saying, and we don't have to fear the coronavirus because we're gonna put God's name above it. Amen. It said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So God is letting us know here that we don't have to be afraid of the coronavirus. Be aware, stay awake, but we don't have to be afraid because we're going to put God's name above in our name, Jesus Christ's name. We thank God for Jesus. And the blood of the Lamb is what is covering us. It's covering us so we don't have to worry. We keep our eyes on Jesus, on the Word of God. Keep our eyes there. And what I love about it, because God says in verse 27, as I read earlier, it said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So not as the world giveth, because they are promising things. They're saying, "Oh yeah, well, we're going to lift it by April, and this is going to happen." And that, they call themselves consoling us when we have Jesus Christ. So we can call up on Jesus Christ for everything that we need. Amen. So let's move a little further. Let's go over to Colossians 3 and 15, if you will. It says, "And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to these which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Amen. Be ye thankful. We got to be thankful. Verse 16, it said, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." We should be praising, giving God glory, thanking him that he has not allowed this to come near our dwelling, as Psalm 91 says. We are truly blessed by the grace of God. We are truly blessed. And so as we go forth and we begin to give God the praise and we begin to glorify him, his name is above every name, even the coronavirus and any other pestilence or diseases or harm. God will keep us safe. That's his promise to those who love him and keep his commandments. So those of us who love God and keep his commandment, he's going to keep us safe from those things. Amen. Verse 17 says, "And whosoever and whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." So that's what we are to do. Give thanks to God and the Father by him, because God created everything. Everything, send his only begotten son that we may have life. So we are, as believers, should keep believing and keep looking forward. God is doing in our lives and how he is keeping us and sharing with us his word and allowing us to share his word with others. It's truly a blessing. It's a blessing. And therefore, we as believers of God, we want to share this with other believers and some of those that God sent us to and send them to us. We want to be able to share this truth. This is a truth. This is a truth. This word is true. Amen? This word is true. Let's go over to Ephesians. I'm just going through some scriptures tonight, letting us know we don't have to fear anything. We don't have to fear. So we're going to go over to Ephesians 5 and 19 and 20. He says, "Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." This is what he wants us to do. Even in these times, he wants us to sing and make melody in our hearts. Amen. He said, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." He keep allowing us to know, giving all thanks. And I know some of us have experienced it. Sometimes we can, we be at home or driving down the highway or at work or wherever, and you hear a song, you know, and you begin to sing. you know, sing to the Lord. Some of us, we began to sing to the Lord. All one may rise up in your spirit, all word, and you began to sing that song that's in your heart. So this is what we must do in prayer continuously. A man is to always to pray, and this is what we should do. Give thanks to God and pray always. Amen? Pray always. We're going to go over to Psalms 34, and we're going to read 1 through 9. Amen? It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked upon him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that feared him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. There is no want to them that fear him. Amen. That fear the Lord. God is going to keep us. He's going to keep us, those who fear him. And I do fear the Lord. I fear the Lord. And one thing I thank God for is that I am able to hear his voice when he calls. I'm able to listen for his voice. I desire it more than silver and gold. I love it. I love his voice. I love when he speaks to me. And I thank God for that, allowing me to be that one that he speaks to. Amen. But I want to go to Psalms 91, because that's where the Lord took me back to Psalms 91, as he was instructing me and giving me information to share with others around me, those who can receive this and who can believe it, because it's God's word. He began to bring back scriptures to me. So as he began to bring them back, I began to go in and read them again. And it was just so comforting to know, even though they were spreading this rumor about the coronavirus and this and that, yes, we're supposed to stay awake and watchful and listen. But as they were spreading it, I began to do what God told me to do. I began to call out the name of Jesus over the coronavirus. And that's what I began to do, as God instructed me by the Holy Spirit. So I thank God for that. But it says in Psalms 91, and of course we have all read it and know it. Some may even know it by heart, because we've heard it so many times. But when God brings you back to something, it's letting you know that his promise is true in all the scriptures that he has given you. Amen. So therefore, I want to go in and read it again, because it's so comforting to know what God is saying that he will do for us. It's just a blessing to know that. And when God takes you to something, or when he brings it up a scripture in your heart, he said, write these things on your heart, in due season he will bring them back to you. So when he began to bring that back to me and I started reading it, it just gave me comfort. So we're going to go to Psalms 91, and we're going to read that. Amen. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Man, that right there is more than enough. Amen? More than enough. I love it. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. We got to trust in him. We got to trust in our Lord, because that's the only thing that is going to give us peace. That's the only thing. Trusting in the Lord. Amen. Surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasted at noonday. God is telling us we don't have to be afraid of all these things. What they're saying on TV, we are to be aware and stay awake. We don't have to be afraid of all these things, but we must trust in God. Put the blood over the doorpost. Amen? And he's going to pass us by. And this is what we must do at all times. Is keep praising him, giving him glory. While the world is saying and doing their thing, we want to continue to pray and give God the glory for what we know he is doing. He's the creator. He created everything for him. He know everything. He see everything. He's seen this day before. Amen. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. So he know all of these things and all of these things that was going to come up, all of the diseases they're talking about, every destruction, every earthquake, everything that's going on, he see and he know about it. So we trust and believe in him. He is our shield and our buckler, amen, our refuge and our fortress. He is so much to us, okay? He said, 1,000 shall fall, verse 7, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. He's letting us know, if you can believe these words, it will not come near you. It won't come near us. We trust and believe in him, in his word. His word is pure and his word is true. Amen. He said, only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. We're going to see the reward of the wicked. A lot of people are going to be running to get shots and to get whatever the world is offering. And a lot of people are going to die because of that, because they have no wisdom. They haven't asked God for anything. They just hear what the world is saying and they go running. We got to stop and get wisdom from God to see what our next move is and not let the world lead and guide us. He said he sent us a comforter who would teach us, lead us, and guide us in all truth. So we want the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and not the world. Amen? Because they will lead you into destruction, some of them, because they have no wisdom. So we want what God has for us. Amen. Verse 8. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, my habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling. Listen to what he's saying. No plague shall come near your dwelling when you trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we shall believe his word. Like I said, it is true. Amen. No matter how they're casting out things and saying things, we trust God. We believe in the Lord. Amen. It says, verse 11, for we shall give his angels, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalms 91 offer us so much. Every word of God, every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, and it is pure, and it is true for us, for those who can believe. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. I was talking to someone the other day, and they was telling me, what they have accomplished and learned and so forth and so on. And like I told them, for their denomination, that's their denomination, but I can't give up the God that I know that has been with me since the age of 6 years old. And from there on, when I first realized it and knew that something was different. I will not give him up. I can't give up my God. I can't. So I'm aware of the unleavened bread. So I will not give him up. I love his word. I love him. I love him. I love him. All day long. It's like the angel said, holy, holy, holy. I know some people probably get tired of me because I'm always saying, God is so good. I love the Lord. God is so good. And I know some may get tired of it, but in my house, amen, in my house, I love it. And I can't help but to repeat it. And like they said, if these walls could talk, what would they be saying? I love it. God is so good. I love the word of God. So I just thank God tonight because it's truly a blessing, truly has been a blessing, and I can't thank God enough. And when songs come up in my spirit, I just begin to sing, or when a word come up, I get out my Bible, and I want to go over it again and again and read more and more about him, because I'm telling you, some people have not experienced. They have not experienced God's glory in this way. They have not experienced God in this way, you know. And as the Holy Spirit leads and guides us, a lot of people have not experienced what we experience. And it is truly, truly a blessing to me just to know that I can hear. He allow me to hear his voice. He allow me to hear his voice because he don't have to, you know. We're nothing but dust, the Bible says. But he allowed me to hear his voice. And I'm searching for it on a daily basis to hear the voice of God for my next step, my direction. And that doesn't mean he always speak in the audible voice. Sometimes it's in things that where we go or people or however he choose. But I love the word of God, and I thank him so much. And that's why we know no weapon formed against us shall prosper, none. So whatever they're casting out all over the television, radio, whatever, we put the blood of Jesus above everything, above every name. Amen. So I thank God tonight. It's just truly, truly a blessing. I give God all glory, honor, and praise. Even if I have to praise him by myself, I don't mind. I don't mind. Like they say, you was born in this world alone, and you go out alone. So I don't mind praising him by myself. I really don't. I've been doing it for a long time. Even when I was coming up, I was giving God praise by myself, talking to him by myself. So if nobody joins you, you hold fast to what you have. If nobody joins you, if nobody say a word, hold fast to what you have because God has given you that. And I, like I was telling somebody else, I won't give it up. If I have to walk alone, I will do that. I don't mind. Long as I'm praising God. Amen. Long as I'm praising God. So if there will be anyone that want to have something to say or add to it, you're welcome, you're welcome, you're welcome. If not, we will just dwell on what God has already given us. We will dwell on that because God is so good to us. And like I said, if I have to do it alone, it's all right with me. It's truly fine. I thank God for that tonight. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. So if there be anyone that has been listening in and would like to give a word, we welcome you.
And I just wanted to let you know that that was a great word. That was a great word. It was an awesome word.
Amen.
We can't thank God enough. We can't thank God enough. If we got to walk alone, we'll walk alone because we We won't be walking by ourselves.
Amen.
Because we know God told us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He told us, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he'll direct thy path.
Yes.
He told us to put the whole army, a shield on.
Yes.
And we are shield from the enemy.
Amen.
So we cover with his blood. And it's a blessing to have that personal relationship, a one-on-one relationship with our Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I tell my kids all the time, I'm not going to jail for you. And I'm not going to hell with you.
Amen.
So if I got to walk by myself, I'm going to walk by myself alone.
Amen.
You need to line your life up with God.
Amen.
Because he chases those who we love.
Yeah.
His doors is always open. He said no.
Amen.
And the door will open. So all you need to do is just knock, because he's waiting on his children to surrender and bow down and repent. Because we serve a jealous God and a just God.
Amen.
He's a just God, and also he's a jealous God.
Amen.
So I just wanted to thank you, sister, for that word. It's an awesome word. What we have been through, I mean, we have testimony. If our life was just perfect, who would want to live a perfect life?
That's right. We wouldn't be here.
Money can't buy the love of God.
Amen.
Money can't buy it. No matter how much money you got, you're still miserable. You know that, sister?
That's right.
You still
right.
Going to be miserable.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd rather be with God. I'd rather know him for myself than to be rich.
That's right.
Because rich is it's miserable. Because we wouldn't have no testimony.
That's right. That's right.
And God wants us to be able to go through something to give a testimony and to glorify his name.
Amen. Amen.
So that word is an awesome word, and I just, you know, will lift you up in prayer, and you lift me up in prayer, and only the strong will survive.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Only the strong will survive. So we're going to make it through. This is only the beginning. The beginning.
Amen.
So
amen.
We going through a test now. And God testing our faith right now. It's just so many people, like you say, is angry.
Mm-hmm.
They are angry. But when you look, when you think about it, what can they do? They can't do nothing.
That's right.
To God. Because he owns the whole universe.
Mm-hmm.
And what he do, he don't have to get nobody permission. You see how awesome that is?
Amen.
He don't have to get nobody permission to do what he do.
Amen. That's right. That's right.
And I mean that show you how powerful he is.
Amen. That's
because
right.
Because right now, if the president can just shut it down, he will shut it down.
That's right. That's right.
But he have no power.
He's not
no
in control.
Power.
Amen.
He's not in control. Our Father is controlled over the universe. Now, he might try to control people, but he can't control the universe.
That's right.
So, that's, I mean,
right.
It's a time. It's a time. God say it's a time for us to live and for us to die.
Amen.
We in a time. We on borrowed time right now.
Yes.
But only the strong will survive.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, my sister.
Amen. Praise God. Only the strong will survive. And only those who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ will survive. Those who believe, true believers, any believers in the house? True believers.
Right.
You know, those who believe, who truly believe. See, I've heard people, and you know, I thank God for Jesus, because for the Holy Spirit. Because as I was praying one day, the Lord showed me, he said, be aware of those. He says a lot of them say, God, they love me and this. He said, but they don't know me. And I was like, oh, Lord. You know,
wow.
And so those who are true believers, those who are letting their light shine, those who are walking and doing what God has asked them, those who hear his voice and obey it. Amen. And so he was letting me, he said, they don't know me. And I was like, oh, my God. And it was just, you know, it was just really shocking. But it wasn't shocking, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Most
because, you know, people were saying, oh, yeah, the Lord is so good, the Lord. Oh, yeah, God is. And I was coming across people. And one day God spoke to me. He said, they don't know me. I said, wow. They don't know me. And so then it brought me back to what he said. It will only be a few out of all the people in the earth. It will be a few that find him. And I said, oh, my God. See, when you have a relationship, an intimate relationship with the Lord, when you seeking and desiring him like silver and gold, he will speak some things to you that he won't speak to somebody else. Because you're desiring something that he has that nobody has desired it like you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So I was telling a young man, he was trying to tell me about the word. He was a Jehovah's Witness. I'm not judging you. The word will judge you. But I said, God said, you're going to know them by their fruit. Like I told you, if your wife had to, I said, how did you, he was trying to convince me. But I said, how did you get your wife? Did you desire her? Did she desire you, or you just picked up somebody and took them home? See, this Lord God,
amen.
You have to desire what he has. Like silver and gold is worth much more. See, so do you desire? See, you don't just walk in the door and start picking things up. You have to desire this. And then he began to open up the mysteries to you. Amen? Things that
amen.
He hadn't shared with somebody else because they have not desired. Everybody don't desire your husband or your wife. You desire them. You desire your children, your grand. Everybody may not. They won't. And I used to hear the old people say, people won't treat your children like you do. You see, God will treat his children. He will love them, those who come to him. And he will teach you things that you know not, he says, when you desire them. It's not, this is not this is not like one of those fast food places you order to go. You pick up what God has and you go. No, this is a lifetime relationship, an intimate relationship.
Amen.
This is a lifetime. This is not, okay, I'll pick you up today and tomorrow I don't need. This is a lifetime, you see. And so some people want all the blessings of God, but they don't want him. See? They want everything in the world, but they don't want God. They took and somebody said, well, when they was taking the Bibles, they were arguing, I don't want the Bible in the courthouse. Don't want it in the school. Don't want it here. Don't want it there. He said, well, okay, go ahead. I'm not, you know. So now you want to call up on him. You better hope he answers. Okay? They want to call up on the Lord. Now let's everybody pray. Why? We've been praying. You don't, you know. All the one haven't been praying. Now you want some of our prayers. You know? Now you want him to hear you? You want him to cut these things off? They already cut off for the righteous. We don't have to worry about it. He said, my name is above the coronavirus. My name is above every name in heaven and in, on earth. So you see, people, now they're running and saying, let's pray and let's, we've been praying all along. We haven't ceased. This is not a quick stop where you run in and get some prayers and get what you healed and delivered and set free, and then you go back into the world. So God is so good to us that we should give him praise on a daily basis. Amen. I love it. I love the word. And I am so grateful to God. I'm so grateful to God. But the relationship, like I was telling this gentleman, the relationship that I have with him from 6 years old, I won't give it up. I will not. If I have to walk alone, no family, no nobody, I'll walk alone. Because guess what? I love him. I love his word. He has blessed me. He gives me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He feeds me every day. He gives me my daily bread. So I can't give him up. I won't give him up. Amen. I don't know about anybody else, but I won't give him up. He's too good to me. I've seen the things that he has done every day that I wake up. And when I need wisdom, it's there for me when I desire him day in and day out. So I give God the glory. I thank him for it because, like I said, when you desire him, he will give you what you need. And his word will not fall to the ground. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Praise
God.
He will give you the desire of your heart.
Amen. Yeah.
And his promise, yeah. His promise that you don't worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
He say, if I feed my birds and my ants, you know I'm going to feed y'all.
Amen.
I'm going to feed my children.
Yes.
That's
yes.
My promise. I promise to give, put, I promise to clothe you, to feed
you. Yes. Amen. That is his promise.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Hello, sister.
Yes.
This is Brother Charles. You hear me?
Yes.
Hi, yes, Charles. I enjoyed the teaching. I enjoy the teaching.
Amen.
Truly,
amen.
It's by the word of God. There's a couple things I want to comment on, if you don't mind.
No. Writing.
This is supposed to be a Christian nation. On paper, we're
yes.
a Christian nation.
Mm-hmm.
On paper. But as a people, as a whole, it's one of the most apostate nations in the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Things that we let happen here, we lead the world in doing wrong instead of doing right.
Mm-hmm.
But like
mm-hmm.
every bad
mm-hmm.
thing in the world gets its start here in America.
Mm-hmm.
Gets its start right here. Then the rest of the world copies after us. We mm-hmm. open the doors up for every degenerate person on the face of the earth got
mm-hmm.
more rights than a Christian do to protect
mm-hmm.
them for what they want to be in the name of God. God created me this way, you lying. God ain't did that. You did it yourself. Or God
right.
said what you're doing is an abomination to him. If you mess with a woman mess with a woman, man mess with a man, a lame with beast, anything. In here, America,
mm-hmm.
laws been passed where you can marry your animal as your wife or husband. It's sick. It's sick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
on paper, we're a Christian
mm-hmm.
nation. And I was president,
mm-hmm.
stood up one day, and it makes me mad when I called name, but Obama stood up.
Mm-hmm.
Muslims could take their prayer rugs out and pray in our Christian schools. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if a Christian child want to pray, if a Christian child want to pray in the name of Jesus, it offends that Muslim, and you can't do that.
Mm-hmm,
then Obama
mm-hmm.
comes to you and kind of justify it. Well, We've had the upper hand for so long, I see where they're coming from. You know, so he sided with the Muslims. Now, I ain't saying Donald Trump is right. There's a lot of things he do and say I'm totally against. But when he said we putting prayer back in school,
amen.
I said, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Man,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Don't care who
amen.
In the fiend. We putting Christian
that's
prayer
right.
back in school where the Christian can pray too.
Amen.
And then you said something about, there was three or four points I want to talk about, but I want to talk about them all about, Lord, how much I'm going to talk so much. I forgot what I was talking about. I want to talk to you about. Uniting. If the Christian community, out of all this, for me, last time I took a looked at how many Christians for the United States, now it's going to be over 300 million Christians in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a small remnant of degenerates. Because we are not united in Christ. There's
right,
a small
right.
remnant of sexually degenerate people run this world, run this nation. A small remnant of people. The gays, the homosexuals, the gays, and LGBTs make up a very small percentage of America. But because we Christians who so-called ourselves, you can choose, you can tell who's a real Christian, he's going to speak out.
That's right. That's right.
He's going to speak up and speak out like we're trying to do on this radio show.
Amen.
They don't want to offend nobody. They don't want to offend nobody. Jesus didn't care about offending people. He called them dogs, serpents, whatever he had to call them. He called them, he just named them.
That's right.
That's what they was acting like. That's what he called. We supposed to be just like him.
Amen.
Just like him.
Amen.
Call evil out. Evil has a name. Call it out.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to be politically correct. Instead of being standing in Jesus under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you want to be politically correct and don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I've said it 100 times on the show. I don't care about children being hurt. I care about the souls being lost for him.
Amen.
I care about
that. Amen.
Then what you talk about, the teacher going to come in and teach you about Christ, the Jehovah's Witnesses, several of them came, it's two of the same guys were coming to out here where I live at. They used to fight off. One day I asked them a simple question. They tell me about Israel. I said, where is Israel at? What continent are Israel saying? Oh, everybody know it's in Europe. I opened the door and said, get out. Get out of here. Until you find out the truth, get out of my house and don't come back. Well, Brother Charles, I said, you got a smartphone, pull it up. Where's it at? When he pulled it to his phone, smartphone out and pulled it up, his face, he turned from that pink to he just flushed white. It's in Northeast Africa. I said, there you go. Get out of my house. Until you learn the truth, you won't teach me the truth. Don't come back. They didn't be back yet. Everybody knows it's a Europe. I said, everybody, it's a lie that's the dog. Because your Europeans got it and want to claim our heritage, Israelite heritage. It's a lie that's the dog. But the matter of fact is,
that's
you just pull it up. It says in Northeast Africa. Now get out of my house.
Amen.
Thanks for breaking out the truth.
Amen. Amen. You know, and that's that. Amen. I mean, and that's what we have to do. We have to let people know the truth. You know, and like I said, I thank God for the word. I love it. Even if, you know, when I come across people, one lady I was talking with, and I was saying, I got so tired of trying to share the word. It's frustrating sometimes when people come and ask you, and then they don't want to receive it, and you're reading it right out of the book. But God, you know, and then they're trying to tell you, and I'm like you, I'll kick the dust off my feet and I move on.
Amen.
So it's because if that's what you want to believe, I'm not. You believe what you want to believe, whatever you've been taught over the years, and if your mind, if you still carnal minded, as the Bible says, then I'll just leave you with that, because I'll move on to see what my next assignment is, because God said His word gonna go out through the earth. He said everybody gonna get an opportunity, because there won't be an excuse when you get before the Father on judgment. There will not be an excuse. You can't say I didn't know. There won't be an excuse.
Amen.
So the word is
Amen.
Going to go out. And unlike all of us on the radio, we have to speak the truth no matter
Amen.
What. And you know
no
what?
No matter what.
A lot of times
Amen.
We may not be. Mm. And you know what? You're absolutely right. Obama, when he got up there and congratulated the gay community, I said,
Amen.
Oh, my. He's in trouble. He's in trouble with God, you know. And because, yep, when he got up there and did that, I said, oh, my God, you know. And so, like you said,
praise him a lot. Do you know why you praise him? Because during each time he ran, the gays ran, raised $20-something million and gave it to him. The Hispanics did the same thing, raised $20-something million and gave it to him. And the Muslims did the same thing, raised a lot of money and gave it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He hoarded himself out. So he had to pay them back for what they had done. Who did he pardon?
Right.
Millions upon millions of illegal Hispanics.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
Your name
was like you said,
he did it. And the
prostituted himself out.
The same thing. Oh, we have to accept them. I don't have to accept that wrongness. Jesus did. I'm not gonna do it.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Exactly.
I don't care about being
exactly.
correct.
That's right.
Won't get you into eternity. And I'm trying to get to eternity. Trying hard.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that was the thing, you know, that's why all of these things that God is allowing to come up on the earth, like you said, Donald Trump said a lot of things. Donald Trump pushes a lot of things, but like you said, he puts prayer back in schools. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. Because God is in control. He's over Donald Trump. God said, he said, I'm putting my name above every name. He said, every time he announced coronavirus or whatever, he said, you announce my name. He said, I want you to announce my name. So that's what I tell people. I am announcing God's name, the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. Amen. It's over everything. I said, God's name is above. He said, I put my name above the coronavirus. I said, okay, Lord, thank you. So when they are on TV speaking, I'm rejecting that. And I'm putting the blood of Jesus. Every time I turn my TV on, I say, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
And I curse that coronavirus. But the coronavirus going to go where it's supposed to go.
Amen.
To the unbelievers. It's going to go to those who the wicked, who deserve, because you've been doing so much. And that's where it's going to go, where it's supposed to go. We are protected by the blood of the Lamb. The blood is over our
doorpost.
Amen. 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 I love that.
Mm-hmm. I had to go to Walmart today to do some Christian things. I didn't have to shop. I had to go. I had told some people what I was going to do financially, and I had to go. And when I locked my door, I said, Jesus, and I did. And I go, you know, I'm telling the truth. So I'm carrying the blood with me. I'm carrying the blood too. I'm carrying the blood to Walmart with me. I had on no mask, no gloves, no nothing. I'm carrying the blood.
Amen. That's what we do. We be aware, but we're covered by the blood when we go anywhere. We protect grace and mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That grace is following us everywhere we go. It's with us everywhere we go. And there's nothing and nobody can touch us but God if He will, because we desire Him. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, oh, we'll cover. Yes, ma'am.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
We hear.
Oh, you can hear me? Okay, thank you. I'm so sorry. Okay, this is Cynthia, and I was just wondering, based on what you all have said, and I agree about God covering us, and He, you know, He's our comforter, He's our protector and all of that, but do you think or do you believe that when you said that the virus is going to go where it needs to go, do you not think that there are going to be Christians who's going to die from this virus as well?
It I'm saying those who trust and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I can't say if they're a Christian or not. I can't say that. Just because people say they're Christian, I can't judge that. I don't know. I mean, somebody else can speak on that. If they, you know, someone else can answer that if they can. I can't answer that.
Well, you know what, sister, this is just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Christian, even covered in the blood, if that's the way God go get you up out of here, your great getting up morning, your getting up leaving this world morning, day, I believe that. Well, he's going to take you out whatever way he's going to take you out.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that.
If you're covered in the blood of Christian, but if he said, you done suffered enough in my name's sake, I'm going to use this virus to bring you home.
Okay.
Some Christians, some real Christians might die from this here, but it's God's will to take them out of this whole sinful world. It's his will to take them out of here. You suffered enough.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Come on home.
I can agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what I was thinking, but when you said it's just going to, well, the way it sounded is like it's only going to go to non-believers or, you know, people who are not real Christians. So I was just wanting to talk about it. Because, you know, also, you know, we pick up our cross and carry it. It may be even Christians who may die for the sake of those who are not Christians to get to know the Lord. Because Jesus died, you know, for the sake of others.
Mm-hmm.
We're picking up our cross and doing what he did. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you have your, 'cause you know, when I was young, I always wondered, why is it that it seemed like the good people die early or young? You know what I mean? That was my thinking,
uh-huh.
You know, because a lot of times
right.
You see some people and you wonder, why do they die early? But then God matured me later to find out that there are good people in every age bracket. There are some that die early,
uh-huh.
Some that live long. But that
mm-hmm.
if you already have your relationship with God and that's your main purpose, then you're good. But it's the ones who don't that need to give more time.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
And that is,
so
yes, and that
I'm
is
sorry.
So true. I'm sorry. And I thought about that, too, when I was younger. I was asking, because when my grandfather died, when I was at 10 years old, I was talking to God, and I'm asking, God, why did he have to die? Because, I don't understand. He was a good person. And so I didn't understand death either. But Jesus Christ suffered and died, and he had no sin, you know. He had
Amen.
No sin,
Amen.
And he suffered and died. And so,
and
as I was saying, I know these things will happen to some Christians, but I can't, you know, I don't, and I think Brother Charles explained that very well. Because, and the reason why I said that is because when I came across some people and that was pastors in this community, they are all just about pastors. And husband and wife, they're pastors. And so, man, they were so mean. I think I may have talked about this before. They were so mean. And I thought to myself, Lord, what is, why is this? He said, they don't know me. And I said, oh, my God. He said, be aware. And then that's when he said, be aware of the ones that's telling you that they know me and they love me. He said, they don't even know me. I was like, oh, my God. And I was like, they pastors and pastors' wives. So, and then one of the ladies, she would come out and she would speak to me, but she would always have her head down. And she would wave with her head down. And I'm like, Lord, okay. And he told me just keep being nice to her. Keep being nice. So I kept being nice to her. And then later on, she finally came and started talking to me and everything like that. But I had to realize just because everybody say, Lord, Lord, it don't mean
Amen.
Anything.
Amen.
Only the
Amen.
People.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
You're going to know them
Amen.
By their spirit. Because if I'm
You're right about
if it. I'm saying, you know, I love the Lord, but then I'm wrapping you across the head and I'm kissing, that's not of God.
I'm stabbing you in the back.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly. And you're doing all sorts of things to me. Then I'm kind of saying, wait a minute. You know,
yes,
so
yes.
that's why I was answering the way I was when you said that. But I think, but Brother Charles did a great explanation on that, and I thank him for that. Amen.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr. Charles.
Thank you. Yes.
Hey, I said something else.
Yes.
I used to teach a Sunday school class in my home church, and I had four different age groups in there. And we would, the boys would pull out their wallet stuffed full of money and take a dollar out and put it in the plate. I always put a $200 bill in the plate. We showed off when I was working, put a $200 bill in the plate for my, you know, free wheel. I was trying to lead them to doing the same thing. And one day they kept putting them dollars in. I said, fellas, y'all got a pocket full of money. Look what you're doing. I said, now let me ask you a question. I put this out there. Would you be God? He's on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Would you work for a dollar doing that? If the next Sunday, one of the youngest boys in the class had a job, his grandfather was one of the greatest old call and response preacher, Reverend T.T. Johnson, Tom Johnson. Mr. Bo, we call him Mr. Bo, 12 years old, took his wallet out and put a $10 bill in the collection plate.
Wow.
Then embarrassed the rest of them in there, and they started pulling out their wallet and putting tens and twenties.
Wow.
So that day on,
that was a great teaching opportunity.
We always wanted to battle for raising the most money. My group of boys did. The other classes, grown people in there, wasn't paying, putting in the money because they heard me. They heard God.
Amen.
They heard God
speaking
to me. God was doing work for this, so I expect God to do this.
Amen.
So,
that's right.
Blessing
you,
you with a pocket full of money. Give him something back. Show your appreciation.
Amen.
So,
show your appreciation.
And then,
you
know what? The same little boy, Mr. Bull, got killed about a month later. And two of the biggest sinners in this car was with him, and God let them leave.
Uh-huh.
And I was so hurt. My spirit was hurt that God put within a trance like he always do and showed me through the Holy Ghost. He showed me a gardener. It looked like the Ancient of Days. His face was glowing, had on a purple robe, gold sandals, white hair. And he had a garden there. And he was tending the garden. He was plucking up plants. He would water them, aggravate the soil. And then he started plucking up some. He took some old ones, some medium-sized ones, and he took some young ones. He said, I took Mr. Bo from y'all because he was ready. At that point in time, he was ready. So a month later, he might have left the kingdom.
Amen.
I took him while he was ready.
Mm-hmm.
And his
while
mama was hurt so bad, and I went up to her house, and I told her that God told me to tell you why he took Mr. Bo. And I explained it to her, and she hugged me, and we let go. She said, thank you. I didn't understand anything. I said, he was ready. She had cried to the wind to the cross, and Peter told him, I would die for you this night. I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not quoting exactly. And God, Jesus said, would you, Peter? And when it comes time to stand for him with a little girl, so you one of them disciples, he said no. Then he denied him before the throne. He denied him. He thought about that. But at that moment, if he would have went to the cross that moment, Peter would have died for him. But Peter had seen the executions on the cross. He knew how evil they were. He had time to think
about it.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Amen.
So that's why God took Mr. Bo at such an early age. He was ready to go
into
the
kingdom. Amen. And that makes a lot of sense to me. And that's why I was saying, it's different times that God does what he does and he knows when. And to be honest with you, if he had taken some of us earlier, then we know our growth was a little, you know, slower. In different parts, you know, then we might have not, you know, been, we wouldn't know what we know today. If I didn't know what I, you know, years ago, I wouldn't know what I knew today, you know, and be closer to him today. So,
amen. I thank God because he give us all an opportunity to get to know him and to have that relationship with him. And that's why we are where we are.
Amen.
Because he knew we was going to err and make mistakes. But he loves us so much, he said, I'll give you another opportunity. And think about this, because he knows who's going to turn around, and he knows those who are not, who's headed for destruction. But one thing, at one point, I heard Brother Charles say when he was talking about the giving, and one day I was praying to God, and I was talking to him about giving, and he told me these words by the Holy Spirit. He said, when they come to church, he said, now they don't, they, like, Brother Charles said, they make all this money. Saying they want to come and just give me something. He said, I don't say anything. He said, but you, he said, but you go down there and purchase them people's stuff. He said, if you don't pay them, they're going to pick it up. He said, but I don't say a word. He said, they just miss their blessing. I said, oh, my God. He said, they just missed their blessing, what I was going to bless them with, because they didn't love me enough to give to me. They just missed what I had for them. And I said, my God. You know, so God has a way, you know, we should love him enough to give what he say give. And to help where he said help, you know, because you see a lot of these people call you on your phone and say, can you give to this charity, that charity? No, no, I will not. I'm going to give where God tell me to give and to your church, wherever God leads you, whatever he tell you to do, you do that. Because whenever you do something because man says it, you're doing it in vain. You want to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because you've done what God has called you to do. See, I used to go to different churches because people used to invite, and I used to just give, and I love it. But one day God told me by the Holy Spirit, He allowed me to know that my giving, I was giving because I enjoy giving. He said, but these people, they're doing this for themselves. And I was like, so I learned now to give what God tell me to give, to do what he want me to do. It like he said today, you may not be the one that he wants to give over there to West Africa. You may not be the one. He may want your brother to do it, your brother in Christ, to give over there. Amen. He might want you to give down the street, okay? So that's why we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. See what God is saying. We know we give to our churches, but we want to be led. Lord, this is your money. And when Jesus held the basket up and prayed and thanked God, and it turned into more than enough. Well, when we get our paychecks or where our money come from, we hold it up to God and say, Lord, I thank you. Whatever you want me to do.
Amen.
Thank you for this. Because, I mean, this is just the beginning, Father, and I thank you, and I want to be obedient. Mm-hmm. Show me and teach me how to use what you... Don't let me waste it.
Yes.
Amen. So I hold it up to him because it's his, and I glorify and I honor him with it, saying, this is yours, and I thank you for it. You have blessed me. And I want to give back to you. What do you want me to give? Because it may be somebody else he wants you to help. It may be somebody down the street, around the corner, across the nation that needs something over there praying, and God said, go over there. Send it to this place. Do this. Go buy something. I mean, you know, so whatever he tells you to do.
I agree with that 100%. I've grown to that too, because I used to just give to a lot of people. I used to just give. Every time you stop somewhere, you're giving. And I used to do that. And then what you reminded me of is the same thing, like the analogy of the onion, the different layers. Everything that I learn, I don't want to speak to anybody, but everything I learn is different levels. And God takes me to higher levels over time. So with giving, it got a point where I had to stop doing that. God had pressed upon me to stop doing that and to give where and to who he said to give and how much to give, just what you're saying. Because something he taught me is that we have a good heart. Some of us have a good heart sometimes, or sometimes we give with the right motive. Sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we give with the right motive to help people. But you can do that so much that you step into the place, into the shoes of God. You cannot be everybody's God. You cannot be everybody's God. You got to get out the way. And he showed me, you was doing it from a good part of your heart, but that's not. But what you was doing for good really was not good for them, because guess what? They were supposed to take that and go shoot up. And then they all died.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's like That's what I had to learn. It's like give where and just what you were saying, give where and to whom he says, and don't give. And sometimes was it Peter and you know was it Peter and Paul when they said I don't have money but what I do have I'm gonna give you.
Sometimes the giving ain't money.
Sometimes the giving is a healing. Sometimes the giving is a word. Sometimes the giving is some wisdom. So just because you might want money don't mean I'm supposed to give you money. And don't get me wrong, you may really need some money, but God might say, hey, that ain't what I want them to have. I want them to have healing. You know what I'm saying? So just what you're saying, listening to the spirit and knowing what level you on, you are on in your growth, it puts you at different places. And that's why even you got to get to a point where you don't feel bad or guilty because everybody digging in their pocket and you not. It ain't that you don't have it, but that might, like you say, might not be who God wants you to give to. That's for them to give to this person. You know what I mean? He might have me come around the corner and put something in somebody's hand that you ain't none of y'all know about. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That is so cool.
Because I did that plenty of times too. Walked up, oh, how you doing? And touch somebody gently on their hand and put something right in their hand and walk on, go on about my business and don't even know them. You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, what's your name? Just your first name, because I'm going to be praying for you, and go on. So it's different levels, and sometimes you're guilted to feel a certain way when you're around people and you ain't digging in your pocket. You know what I mean? Sometimes you feel guilty yourself or people make you feel guilty. It goes both ways.
And you know what?
So just what you're saying, I can relate to that.
Amen. You're so right. People used to make me feel guilty till God allowed me to know who I am. Because what happened, you know, they giving and you, well, I got to give. And God wasn't wanting you to give at that time. He'd be teaching you. Because he said, I know who you are. You are a giver. I made you a giver. But the thing about it is, I want you to obey me and not them. And that's why sometimes you feel guilty, like you had to give, and when you did, God allow us to know, like you say, on different levels, God allow us to know that is not where I wanted you to give. I know who you are. You are a giver because I made you that way, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But I want you to obey me and see. The Bible talks about how they when you start doing that, they pull you up front when you start giving quite a bit of money, and then they'll put the other people, the poor people that don't have anything, they push them to the back, and that's not what God wants us to do. So
Amen.
The Spirit of God in your giving, so God can get the glory, not us. He want to get the glory. Lord, did I please you? Because you led me over here and I gave. And that's what we want to give God the glory in what we say and what we do. Mm-hmm. And where his money goes and his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding. Because like you said, they may not need money. They may need a healing. He may want you to go give them a word so they can go get the money. You know, what he has, because God has something for everybody. But then, like you said, how do we know they're going to put that money to good use? And one thing I heard you say, Ms. Cynthia, God had to stop me, too, because I was helping, giving, and he said, you hurting them. You're not helping them. He said, you hurting them. Especially family members. And he told me, he said, you're hurting them. And then I went back to God and I told him, I said, Lord, I said, you placed this love in my heart. And I said, I love them. I said, but I love you more and I need you to help me. I said, cut them off from me. And he cut them so fast, and I was happy about it. And I didn't feel guilty.
And I love you is also no.
Because
I love you is also no. I had to learn that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay, and it's so true, because you will feel guilty because you're so used to giving. You will feel so guilty, but God took that away from me as well, so I wouldn't feel guilty. He said, now you're going to walk and do what I tell you to do when I tell you to do. And I said, Lord, I'm going to do that, Lord.
Amen.
So whatever he tell me to give, I give. Whatever if he tell me don't give, just sit, whatever, I'm going to do what he says do. We want to be obedient because God knows where every penny, he knows what everything we got, he knows where it's located. Even some of the stuff we don't know where it's at, he knows where it's at. the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
nowhere,
God.
Whatever. You can be looking for your keys or something. You can be. He know where those are too. So when you ask him, he show them to you. So he know where everything is located. Everything.
Right.
Yes. So that's why I tell people we got to be led by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know.
Amen.
So. Praise God. I just thank God. Give God all the glory. We were increased for 20 minutes, y'all. We have about 10 more minutes left. Praise God. I just love it. I thank God for all of us, you know, for sharing in. So if anybody have something to say, you're welcome.
Yes, I just wanted to kind of elaborate on the conversation about people, because I mean people will even like say, can I borrow some money? Knowing they don't have the intention of paying you back.
They're
like, well, I promise when I get my money, you know, I'll pay you back, and will not pay you back. So I was like, you know, asking God, like, I mean, is this something, you know, that I should do? You know, I was like, question God. And I'm like, you know, I feel guilty when a person asks for money and you know, you be like, well, I don't know what kind of predicament they're in, so I'm going to go ahead on and give it to them. But now I had got to the point that once God started speaking to me and I read in the Bible, you don't give no more than, you know, you can afford to give to them. And you don't have to worry about, you know, getting it back. So even if you got $100 and they like, what can I borrow $100? And then I'm like, you know, God speaking to me, if I'm looking for that $100 back, don't give it to them.
That's right. So absolutely.
I got to the point. I'm not giving you no more than $20. So if you pay it back, then it's okay. If you don't pay it back, then my conscience is still clear with God.
Amen. You know, you're so absolutely right. You know. You're so absolutely right. The thing about it is, if it makes, and I used to do that too, but I found this out. If it makes me uncomfortable, it's not from God. You know?
Right.
If it makes me uncomfortable, if you're asking me for something and it makes me uncomfortable, it's not from God. So I'm not going to give it. But if I feel comfortable in my spirit, I'm going to give it to you, whether you pay it back or not. So that's the thing. You know, if it makes you uncomfortable, just tell, I don't have it to give. I learned that a long time ago. I used to say, I don't have it. They said, and somebody told me, don't say you don't have it, because that's not right. You won't have it. Say you don't have it to give. And I said, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I start telling them, I don't have it to give. You know, and that's that's the way we do people. Because when you start loaning money to people, sometimes people and they know you'll do it. They take advantage of you. They take advantage of
you. You're right. And I mean, it's so important to hear from, you know, God. It's so important because, like you always saying, that you see people on the street corners and stuff, and you just give. But if God don't put it in your heart,
don't do it. For one thing, you have a lot of imitators out there, you know, and you have a lot of people out there that have money. They just want more money. Then you have those out there that's doing drugs. You have those out there that's alcoholics. You got all kinds. So if God, if he don't lead you to them, if he don't lead you to them and you don't give, it. Because I used to do that too when I see them on the street corners and everything, and I would just give them. And God stopped me one day by the Holy Spirit and told me, don't do that because you're not helping them. Some of those people are on drugs. He said, when I lead you, then you do it. Because some of them are on drugs, and you don't want to make their situation worse. Because, you know, if it's your child, you know, you don't want them doing drugs and so forth and so on. Not saying that they won't. but I don't want to be a part of it. So that's why we want to be led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God is so awesome. It's a little change of the subject, but you had mentioned when you were speaking earlier that you were not going to give up the God that you've been knowing since you were young. When you had started with that, you had mentioned that you were talking to somebody, and I wanted to just not to get into, you know, your personal conversation, but were they trying to get you to change from the God you know to a different God? Is that why you made the statement?
Right. I was saying that this person was a Jehovah's Witness, and they, you know how they are. They try to be persistent. If you ever come across them, they're persistent, and they try to get you to persuade you that they're the only way. So what I did was, I said, how did you get to be a Jehovah's Witness? He said, well, I was a Baptist in this. He said, but I was praying one day. I said, so do you think if I desire God, he won't give me the same thing you had to do? I said, so I was praying myself, and I told him, I'm not going to give up to God. I know, and I've seen him. So I'm not going to give him up, not for what you're talking about. I've seen him work in my life. You know, so I'm not giving him up. And so that's why I was saying that. Yes, that's why I was saying that, because they are persistent.
Thank you.
But you have to be on, you have to be led by the Holy Spirit, and you have to be study the Bible so you can study to show yourself approved. Because when they do come around, and these false people come around, it's not going to be you speaking. The Holy Ghost is going to speak for you because you have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. Uh-huh. I tell you, I thank God because he has truly blessed us tonight. I mean, we have had a wonderful subject tonight, and we are so blessed to come together, you know, and just sharpen one another in the word. It's just been a blessing to me tonight. Truly a blessing.
Amen. Yes, it has been. Amen. Thank you for your teaching.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank all of us because we have shared with one another. And, you know, it's just so important that we as saints of God, men and women of God, come together and begin to put some things to fight. Like Brother Charles was saying, we as Christian people, we as the children of God, we have to stand up on this word.
Amen.
Stand up on this word. The the principalities in high places have been ruling for too long, but it's time for us to put the word out. Like, as Brother Charles was saying, it's time for us to get this word out. Spread this word like it's a wildfire. All we got to do is speak it, and God's winds, the Bible says, will take it where it needs to go. We may not be able to go to Africa, but he said, I send my word and heal them. So when we speak this word in the air, I don't care if it's at home. You can speak it in the air, and the wind's going to take it where it needs to go. We are overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So we're going to send that word. And God's word is over. It's above this coronavirus. We denounce it in the name of Jesus. And whoever started it, I said, Lord, let it boomerang back to them. Let it go back to the evil where it come from. Let it be cast down. In the name of Jesus, we are covered by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
It will not come near our dwelling. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But it shall not come near our dwelling. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And when we speak it, he said, it will not fall to the ground. So every word of God that we speak, we can guarantee it's a promise. It won't fall to the ground.
Amen.
I just thank God. Give God the glory tonight. Yes. Anyone else?
Yes.
We got about six minutes.
This is a different conversation. I don't want to change the conversation,
but I just want to put this correctly. It was a conversation that me and my daughter was discussing, and I was telling her about the Corolla virus, and I said God is in control, and he wants us to be wise as a serpent.
Yes.
He say a serpent be wise as a snake. So I'm like, you know, saying that he don't want us to be no fool.
That's right.
So, so you know, they wanted more definition of being wise as a serpent. They think that's not in the Bible.
Oh wow!
Yes, the Bible says be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Amen.
And they can't understand, you know, God saying be wise as a serpent, and a serpent is a snake, a backbite, someone do devious stuff.
Right.
But he made them wrong.
Amen.
So
they like, Mama, you got to study that. You got to find that in the Bible. We don't.
Yes, and now we all you have to do.
We don't.
Yeah.
Hey, Sister McClellan.
Yes.
So y'all know
the greatest servant that ever lived is Satan. The greatest servant that ever lived is one of his names, the serpent.
Right.
Satan, besides God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost, is the wisest of anything in the creation.
Amen.
He's wise enough to steal the same lie for thousands of years since Adam and Eve to steal the same lie. And the lie keeps feeling itself. He keeps using the same lie to everybody to bring them into darkness.
Amen.
Wise
that's right.
The word. He can't change the word, but he can twist the word.
He twists it. Amen.
Amen.
That is so true.
That's
so
what he's talking about. Wise is Satan. He's very wise.
That's right. He is. Very wise. Very wise.
But he's normally a dove. Jesus, what is sitting on Jesus as a dove? The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
He's like the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's normally the Holy Spirit.
But yeah,
I'm not trying to know everything, but you asked for a comment, so I'm just trying to show what God has shown me. Share what God has shown me.
Amen. Praise God. And that's in Matthew 10 and 16. Be as wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. And let's see here. Sister Ruthie. Dr. Hunter said, can you play two songs with the Holy Spirit? Fine choice.
Give me a few minutes. I was just sitting here enjoying and listening. If y'all have a request, please do so. I really don't have anything. I was just enjoying.
Amen. We have truly enjoyed tonight. He said two songs of Holy Spirit. Spirit fire choice. Of the Holy Spirit fire. So I thank God tonight we have been truly blessed.
Amen.
So we'll let Sister Ruthie sing those play those songs and we'll be out. We can listen to them. And until next time, y'all, I've truly enjoyed it. And thank y'all so much. And let's stay in prayer in Jesus' name and put the blood over our doorpost, which is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can
you quote that scripture again? Matthew's with him.
Yes. Matthew 10 and 16.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So you all be blessed.
You too.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you all.
God bless
you all. God bless everybody.
Love
you.
Y'all. Yeah. Love y'all. Have a blessed night.
Love you too.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Coming up.
Love you guys. Y'all have a blessed night.
Can y'all
hear me?
Okay. Yes. Thank y'all so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
He's an old time dog, yes he.
Amen.
Amen.
Everyone.
Good night. Enjoyed myself.
Yes, great call. Thank you all. Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
McClendon.
Thank you for the beautiful song.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
y'all
thank you, good. Thank you all.
Y'all,
God
y'all
bless y'all. Love you.
Amen. Peace.
Peace.
Good night.
Shalom. Bye. Shalom.